We will call the Gage County Board of Equalization to order for Wednesday, June 24th, 2026, at 8:32 on the clock. It's just a little loose. I need a pad under there. The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation, Adams, Claybaugh, Tiemann, Dorn, and Juergens. Up first, approve the agenda as presented.
Motion approved.
Moved by Dorn, second by Claybaugh.
Turn your mics on, please. Dorn and who? Claybaugh?
Claybaugh, but his mic wasn't on.
So,
okay.
Second.
Please vote.
Okay. Well, let's see here.
We're going to try some of this new technology, so.
All right. So we're going to see. Whoa. Maybe.
I know. Son, could you hold your hand up? I have a glare.
I know if it doesn't start working, I'm going to start voting against Pam.
I don't know.
I think we should get somebody else.
We may just have to go back to the old fashioned way right now. Let's go back the old way. Okay.
Okay. 5 in favor, motion carries. We will get this figured out. Approve or disapprove minutes of the previous meeting?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Adams. Discussion? Please vote. 5 in favor, motion carries. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items for equalization. There are hearings going on next to us, or not hearings, but discussions going on next to us right now in that room. And we will have hearings at 1 o'clock today, 1 o'clock Monday in 2 weeks, and 1 o'clock that following Wednesday, as of right now. Up next, approve or disapprove exemption application for Blue Valley Gun Club, Inc. The gun club, established in 73, should have been exempt. From the beginning, current officers have just been paying the taxes. Tax amount was insignificant. Now that the evaluation has increased, the officers determined it is time to get our tax-exempt status. Patty, do you want to touch on this?
Well, these are the permissive exemptions that you have to file every year. And they're, I believe they're here, aren't you guys?
Here.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. So they brought this in, and I think there's been some changes over the years, right, a little bit, as far as you told me that you were doing the gun safety and things like that. And I don't know what, if something didn't get filed from years before, because I remember a long time ago it was on, and then the value was pretty low, so I don't know what really happened. But they've applied for it now, and so I'm recommending it for exemption. However, this does have to go to the state and be approved. They look at all of our permissive exemptions. So,
is the Beatrice Gun Club exempt also?
I'm not sure that
they've
applied.
Not that that determines whether this one's all right or not. I just wondered.
It depends a lot on what their paperwork, because you have the, what is that?
Nonprofit Corporation Biennial Report.
Yeah.
It's your recommendation to approve this for exemption, though, and send it up to the state for further checking?
Right. That's what they look over. And another thing that they may want to do, I noticed that there was, and you guys had mentioned the value on that trailer was kind of high. You may still want to protest it in case it doesn't get to the next level. That's what I would recommend. But for now, I would send it up and I would zero it out as soon as they approve it. But if they send it back to me, then we'd have to look a little bit more into it. And you're welcome probably to speak right.
With that, I don't know if we need you gentlemen to come up, even if the recommendation's there and this is permissible instead of hassling you. Motion by Juergens to approve exemption application for Blue Valley Gun Club, Inc.
Second.
Second by Dorn. I'd agree with Mr. Jergens instead of hassling you guys. If this is a permissible use, we have a recommendation from the assessor. I don't see why we would make any fuss over it. Additional discussion?
I'm just curious where it's at. That's Rick and I were asking if it was Beatrice Gun Club. We didn't know.
Lee, would you be able to come up and make sure the bottom left button is pushed just for record to the other machine to the left, and then bottom left button. Sorry, bottom right button.
Oh, right there. Yeah.
Lee, would you give your name for the record also?
Yeah. Lee Waldo from DeWitt. In reference to Mr. Adams, the gun club is located approximately a mile east of DeWitt.
Okay.
And the Gage County line is right at the east edge of DeWitt, so it's a three-quarter mile from Gage County.
I just didn't know where it was.
I forgot to get it. You got
Thank
you. Hit him back in there. So. Is that enough?
It is. Thank you, Lee.
One thing I would say that every year now, the first year is the exemption application, and then the next four will be, or the next three will be reaffirmation.
Right.
Which is just, but once we've got you on a record, we'll continue to send those out. And if you don't get one, usually they're sent out in about November. So if you don't get one, let us know. But once this is approved, then every year you're going to have to file an application.
Okay.
So. We have a motion by Jergens, second by Dorn. Additional discussion. Thank you, Mr. Waldo. Please vote. 7 in favor to approve exemption application for Blue Valley Gun Club, Inc. Thank you for coming in, guys. Anything else for equalization? Ms.
Well,
Milligan.
We could use a referee for agricultural. Anybody know any?
There is a birthday boy. Let's see. Terry Jergens. He was looking for something to do.
You sit the right.
You're not getting me involved now.
Come on.
Get somebody from the city.
Agricultural should be pretty darn simple.
Otherwise, I'm probably going to just basically, we'll just ask for the maps from FSA, make sure our acres are correct, and that's about all we can do. I mean,
that's the only thing that you can change that would make it equal. Because
right.
It should
right.
be fairly straightforward.
And Lloyd, I've talked to him, but we'll see if he comes around and comes down.
That's something your office can take care of, though, I'm sure, can't it?
We can. It's just that if you want to physically talk to somebody other than me, I mean, you know, the application or the protest, basically we attach the maps from FSA and just look at that. You know, if there's a judgment call, I guess, if there's a deep waterway or something like that, you know.
I think most people would rather talk to you on these things anyway, actually. Okay. And those are fairly cast in stone, other than some unusual piece that is going to take a personal
right.
touch anyway.
I'm just letting you know that the other guys can probably look a little bit, but they're not real, you know, they're mostly residential and commercial, so.
Anything else for equalization? If not, we will recess until 1 o'clock, where we will hear property evaluation protests today. It is 8:41.